If you live in one of the richest countries of this world, like Europe or North America or Australia, you have the luck and the possibility to consult a therapist, for example, a trauma therapist or psychotherapist. And even for these people, it is still difficult to find someone who's really able to help. Many psychotherapies cost a lot of money and don't work really well. But if you know what you're looking for, what you have, what the system actually needs, then you have the chance to find the right person. But this is only possible if you know what you have to look for. So in this video I would like to tell about things and techniques and methods and knowledge which should be absolutely available from the side of a therapist, so that he or she can help you. Otherwise, from my point of view, from my experience of decades of search, otherwise it is not possible. For me, personally, all suffering, the core of all suffering is in the end early childhood trauma. And early childhood trauma in the core, at the core level, is always an attachment trauma, which experiences of separation. And this experience of separation results in neurophysiological changes in the body and in the nervous system. So this is the core of all problems and of all suffering in the end, from my point of view. So you need someone, or you have to, first you have to realize your situation, your context. So if you suffer from something, no matter what, this can be lack of money, lack of success, accidents, relational problems, loneliness, fear, panic attacks, addictions, illnesses, pain, whatsoever. At the core, if you look deep down, you see always an attachment trauma. That the cause of all this is something in the core of your nervous system, which has to do with bonding, with attachment, with contact with other beings, with other people. But this may not be, you may not be aware of that. So anyway, if you really want to heal, if you really want to solve your problems, your suffering, if you really want to dissolve all that, and you're ready to really work at your core, if you really are able and want to invest something, if the suffering is so big that you really want to change, then this information might be helpful. So we have several layers of ourselves, of our experiences, of our body, and we could say, to make things simple, we have a mental level. This is the level of thoughts, of concepts, of ideas. And of course, this can, there's a conscious part and a subconscious part. And the suffering always comes from subconscious concepts about you and the world and your relationship to the world. So this is the mental level. We have the emotional level and the body level, body's perceptions, sensations, and trauma in the end is a physical change in the core nervous system. So we have to address the body. In the end, it is all about the body. So things have to change at the brainstem level. So the brainstem is the deepest core of the brain, and this is the area of the brain where things need to change. Because if it would be possible with your mind, then you would just change your life and everything would be fine. But it doesn't work like that. The deeper the brain areas are, the more power they have. So, and the suffering has always to do with survival situations and states. In the early childhood, a trauma is always a question of life and death, and the brain part which operates this, or which processes this, these kinds of experiences, is the brainstem. We don't do this with our conscious mind. So one of part of, or the main part of trauma therapy, of psychotherapy in general, from my point of view, is the work on the autonomous nervous system at the brainstem level, and this is done with the body. The other part is, as it is a bonding and attachment trauma, it is always about the relationship with close people, close relationships. So this also has to be addressed. If you just do body work, like TRV, this is not enough. It releases the energy from the nervous system, but you also need new structures to connect and bond with people. So this is a work which is can only be done with a therapist, with a partner. So you need new structures to connect with the world, and this means with other people. These are the two components. If they are addressed directly, it will result in changes very soon. This is no question of years of psychotherapy. This is all nonsense. If the body sensations related to trauma and the bonding structures are addressed directly from someone who knows what he's doing, the changes start with the first session. This is my experience. So the thing you have to do is to find someone who works works like that. And the key is trauma therapist, body work, TRE, SE, somatic experiencing, NARM, neuroaffective relational model, things like that, or dynamics, and so on. These are methods who work, who function. So a therapist who wants to help you needs some knowledge, for example, basic knowledge like polyvagal theory. If you can ask this your therapist directly, really, I mean, this is an invitation to, it's not about testing or, it's just about finding out if this person can help you. So this person must know the polyvagal theory, otherwise he or she has no idea about the things that go on in the nervous system, in the autonomous nervous system, in a context of relationships. So this is the one of the core things someone has to know, the polyvagal theory. Then this person must be able to deal with extreme states, because you want to be safe there. He must be able to deal with freeze states, with dissociation, with flood, with all these extreme states, with rage, with hate. So you can ask your therapist, what would you do if old stuff floods my consciousness? How to help me to get out of that? Or how to bring me back from dissociation? And you even can ask the therapist, what do you know about dissociation? Because dissociation is one of the things that happen in trauma, always. So, this is about things in the body. And ask the person, the one, what kind of methods he or she has learned. For example, my point of view is that, for example, behavioral therapy or psychoanalysis is not that which is really helpful on that level. So you can do and work, and but the question is if things really change. So this is the physical part, and on the other hand, the attachment relational part, the therapist must be able to live secure attachments on his own. So you can ask about his experiences with secure attachment. How to establish that? Can you help me to live secure attachments? Can you help me to dissolve attachment trauma? So these questions point to the core, and you have to find out if this person is able to do that. Otherwise, he is not able to help you. Because the healing is that the stress and activation in your body is reduced, and you are again able to bond, to connect with people. So this is the whole stuff of healing. Nothing more is to do, and the person must be able to help you to establish that in your life. You can ask how much or can you really relax into contact? Can you really let yourself go in a social context, in a contact? Yeah. Or you can ask, how much experience you have in meditation, in silence. Do you know what silence is? Or question like, what from your point of view is the basic principle of healing? What is healing from you? And then you get the answer. You can ask this question in the first session, and I really encourage you to ask this, to clarify with your therapist if he's able to help you. This is the most efficient way. And what you can do, as long as there's no therapist available, you can read the books that address the core problems and really provide solutions. So for example, this is the TRE book from David Berselli. This is a very thin book and describes the core processes and changes in the body from a shock trauma point of view. So this is very simple, everybody can understand this. This is something I would start with. Then I would recommend literature from Lawrence Heller, of course, Healing, Development, and Trauma, and from Stephen Porges, and from Bessel van der Kolk, and of course from Peter Levine. If you read these books, you get a context for your life, for your situation, and with this knowledge, you can easily find out if someone can help you. And the idea that you heal all this stuff alone by reading these books, this is not working. You need this knowledge to find the right person, the right therapist, but for the actual healing you need another person. Because trauma is always an experience of separation. If you try to heal yourself in a state of separation, there's nobody there, this is not really going to work. The spiritual people try this with meditation and just feeling and being. But what I always hear from people is that this is not working. It is not working like that. And it is not necessary. So I hope this information gives you a structure, a container, and a direction where to go. And things, if you go this way and you really address these two principles, the stress level in the autonomous nervous system and the capability to bond and connect, then things will change. They must change, because this is the pure biology, and our state in the end is determined by the state of our biology. It's not so determined by what we carry in our mind. It is determined by the state of the subconscious of the autonomous nervous system. So, and if you have further question questions, where to go with therapy, with therapists, just write me an email and we can discuss the details.